2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 9 through 12. Tonight we're going to look at the power and deception of the Antichrist. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, we see in this passage that the man of sin, the son of perdition, the Antichrist, will receive his power and authority from Satan. His works will be energized and will be in accordance with the wicked will of Satan. And next to God, Satan is one of the most powerful beings in all the universe. He always uses his power with a wicked design in mind. Thus, the Antichrist, who will be energized and led by the wicked plans of Satan, will be the single most powerful and formidable man on the earth during the tribulation period. Revelation 13:2 says this, "And the dragon, Satan, gave him his power and his seat and great authority." His power will be so great, he will demand worship from his subjects, and they will willingly give it to him. In fact, people will have to take his mark if they want to buy or sell material goods. The mark of the beast, as it's set forth in Revelation 13, 16, and 17. And I'm telling you, folks, it's not going to be hard for people to be duped into taking the mark of the beast. People are being prepped for it as I speak. It's not long before there's going to be requirements of people to buy or sell, to have a chip in their hand so they can scan it, and all their information will come up. Say, now I remember when I heard this 40 years ago when I first started preaching, I thought, how are they going to do that? But you know what? I saw how quickly people capitulated during the COVID pandemic. And all the way that people were all in. People were ready for vaccine passports and everything else. They were ready. So it won't be a hard thing for the Antichrist to accomplish this, and people will comply. When it comes to eating and buying stuff, people are going to do whatever they have to do. Now, there will be people who are saved during the tribulation, but they're going to be martyred. Because they'll be marked. They won't take the mark of the beast. Their names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And they'll say, no, my allegiance is to Jesus. They will be killed. They will be martyred. His power will be so great, and his authority will extend to all nations of the earth. It says in Revelation 13, verses 7 and 8, "And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." So there will be people that will rebel, but they'll be killed for it. Not only will the Antichrist have political and social power, he's also going to have a great measure of religious power. And one of the chief ways in which He will deceive the masses of unbelieving humanity will be through His works of lying signs and wonders. He is going to be permitted by God to perform miraculous feats, which will be used to deceive multitudes of people into thinking that He is the Messiah. That's the big lie. He's going to say, I am the one the world's been waiting on. Look to me. Look at all these miraculous things I'm able to do. See, the Antichrist will be aided in the religious realm by the false prophet, who will also perform miracles on his behalf. It says, and a lot of this is in Revelation 13, if you care to read it yourself, but I'll quote it for you, Revelation 13, verses 13 through 15. And He doeth great wonders, so that He maketh fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which He had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This false prophet is going to be the head of the one world religious system. You have the false prophet and you have the Antichrist. Now, who is the false prophet? Well, I can't tell you for sure. But I'm going to give you my best guess. Okay? Some things in prophecy you cannot be dogmatic about. But I believe that the false prophet will be the Pope. And he will work in conjunction with the Islamic religion. The more that I've studied this, I think the mystery of Babylon is the Roman Catholic Church bringing under her umbrella all the religions, false religions of the world, including Islam. I did a study several years ago, I'm sure you remember it. I did a series on not Christian. And I was exposing the Roman Catholic Church. It was when the Pope was blathering on about, not building walls and things like that. And, you know, the Pope is a communist. He's a socialist. He's a false prophet. And he's the blind leading the blind. And it would amaze you how closely linked the teachings of the Roman Catholic Church and Islam are. And they both started right around the same time. It's an interesting study. But anyway, I believe he will be the Pope of Rome. He's going to bring folks under the umbrella of the Roman Catholic Church, which is also referred to in Revelation as the mystery of Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Even now the world is being prepared for the reception of the Antichrist. Protestants, charismatics, and even the Pope of Rome has been reaching out to Islam and the followers of Muhammad to try to bring about a more peaceful agreement between these religions. Now you think about this. All of these people are starting to get together in the Roman Church. The ecumenical movement that has really bloomed over the last year, I think it's of the devil. How can two walk together except they be agreed? How can Baptists join up with people that believe in work salvation or believe in all kinds of things that are completely contrary to the Bible. Baptists have historically, the reason why we've been killed is because we won't join in all the religious fun. Well, you think about how many multitudes of people. Have you ever gone past one of these charismatic churches when you're driving to church on Sunday and you see just hordes of people in the parking lot? Or maybe sometime you've watched the televangelists who are pastors of these big charismatic and feel-good churches. They are filled with people who are swallowing what they are teaching hook, line, and sinker. And I believe that the masses of religion are going to gravitate toward the Roman church and the charismatic movement. Think about the charismatics. They base a lot of what they believe on signs, wonders, emotions, and miracles. I mean, I know charismatics that believe that there are preachers raising the dead. That they have the power to do that. And one of the greatest, and because of the influence of that movement, I think multitudes of religious people are going to be duped into believing the lies of the Antichrist. And one of the greatest signs and wonders of the Antichrist, he's going to die and then be resurrected from the dead. Revelation 13:3, "And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast." The credibility of the Antichrist will be enhanced in the eyes of unbelievers, which will cause them to exalt and worship him. Revelation 13:4, "And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" And because of his miracle-working power, the unbelieving masses will also have faith in his military prowess, and that's evidenced by the fact that multitudes will follow him to the Battle of Armageddon, with thinking that they are there to defeat the Lord Jesus Christ. The Antichrist and his blind followers will actually think they can defeat Jesus Christ and prevent him from setting up his millennial kingdom. Now here we are in 2023. And it's like you can see it, you can feel it. The push in religion towards emotionalism, miracles, all those things. People are just longing to see somebody who can bring all this together socially, politically, religiously, and the Antichrist is going to do it. And he's going to dupe the masses. He's going to deceive the multitudes through his craftiness and unrighteousness. Even when he exalts himself as God and blasphemes the God of heaven, multitudes are going to follow after him and believe his lies. In fact, do you realize this? More people are going to believe the message of the Antichrist than those who believe the gospel, who believe more than those when Jesus came. Think about Christ in the first advent when he declared, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." By the end of his ministry, he had 12 people as members of that first church and really a core of 120 by Acts chapter 1. That's it! The Antichrist, when he comes and he has all this power and works all the... Jesus had power. He worked miracles. But human depravity hates righteousness and loves wickedness. And they love those who promote wickedness. Why do you think all these evil things, these evil beliefs in our world today, why are they so popular? Why are they so easily accepted by the masses of humanity? It's because of human depravity. They're blinded by the God of this world. And they love sin. And they're going to follow the man of sin. Now, the lies and unrighteousness of the Antichrist will be more popular than the truth and righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because the multitudes despise the truth of God, God will send them delusion according to this verse, according to this passage, that they should believe a lie. Since those people will want to follow the father of lies and reject the truth as it is in Jesus, God's going to grant them their depraved desires and cause them to believe the lies and the blasphemies of the Antichrist. His restraining is going to be completely taken off. They are going to buy it. And those who refused the truth are revealed in this passage as reprobates who deserve the righteous judgment of God for their unrighteousness. And because they received not the love of the truth, but rather heaped to themselves teachers having itching ears, they will be condemned for their wicked choice. And it will be on them. They will answer to God, even though He's going to blind them. Now those who reject the truth, it says in verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. That's the reason right there. They won't receive the truth. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. People deserve to be damned when they practice unrighteousness. When they rebel against God. And he says that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure. Or verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Those who reject the truth, who took pleasure in lawlessness, will be damned. Those who willingly follow the program, the dictates, and the wickedness of Antichrist will be condemned eternally by God. And as I read this passage, I thought, what an awful picture that the Scriptures paint of sinful man who is so willing to follow the unrighteousness of Antichrist and who rejects the truth of God in Jesus Christ. They love being deceived. They are glad to follow deception and to practice unrighteousness. Sinful man will despise the righteous one, Jesus Christ, who is altogether lovely, but they will follow the leadership of the man of sin, the son of perdition, the wicked one. Tells you something about humanity, doesn't it? It shows how spiritually corrupt the understanding of the natural man really is. He would rather follow the dictates of the devil than submit to the one who is called the way, the truth, and the life. Now next Sunday is going to be my favorite sermon on the Antichrist. And that's going to be the demise of the Antichrist. And how Jesus Christ is going to destroy and judge him. So we'll let you out a little early tonight.
Since I went over today.